WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Obviously, Canadian Francophones disagree with Richler when he calls the divisions in Canada ridiculous. We phoned the editor and publisher of the Canadian-French newspaper Le Devoir, Lise Bissonnette. She's written editorials in support of the French nationalist movement. She says the movement is about more than preserving the French language.
Quebec has a very different vision of its role in Canada, of its historical role and its future within Canada. People in Quebec, and now I'm speaking mostly of the French-speaking population, though it's not exclusive, have a tendency and a conviction that Quebec is a place, a bit a quasi-country in a way, and they relate much more to their Quebec government than they do to the Canadian government. So that's something very deep, in fact, which stems from the fact that Quebecers mostly think of themselves as a founding nation in this country, as you know, and I think everybody knows. Well, if you look at how Canada has evolved today, and the perception in English Canada is totally different than our perception in Quebec, Canada is now has been peopled over the years by a number of other people coming from other nations, mostly from Europe, but also from Asia recently and places like that, and thinks of itself today as a sort of large multicultural nation where the French are just the largest ethnic minority in a way.
Isn't the reality, though, that countries like the United States, like Canada, are becoming more multicultural?
Well, obviously, and Quebec itself is becoming much, much more multicultural than it used to be.
But it seems to me that part of what the French-speaking people of Quebec want is to prevent it from becoming more multicultural.
Absolutely not. I mean, absolutely not. Quebec has the most open immigration policy that there is in maybe in Canada, is welcoming immigrants. That's official policy. And Quebec has all sorts of, if you look at, for example, at the status of the English in Quebec as a minority, I mean, because they are a minority in Quebec, they're the most pampered minority in Canada. The only thing that they don't have is that English is not an official language in Quebec, but other than that, their institutions, schools, universities, health services and whatever surpassed by any measure whatever the rest of Canada has consented, as agreed to, for example, for the French-speaking minority or for any other minority. So Quebec is, if you look at what Quebec is today, it is a multicultural society, but that doesn't have to translate into any kind of constitutional arrangement. If you compare that with the United States, for example, do you have in the American Constitution anything saying that, this is a multicultural society and it should be put in stone in the Constitution and things like that?
Let me ask you what you think of the language law which prohibits English signs on commercial establishments.
I think that, if you look at what language rights are, wherever, if you look at Bill of Rights around the world, you will, and even the United Nations and places like that, you'll find that language rights are not among basic rights. They're very different from freedom of expression, for example, or freedom of religion and things like that. I mean, this is simply a law that says that commercially you cannot put a sign in English or any other language for that matter. It is supposed to be only in French Montreal. A vast number of countries around the world have language laws.
So you don't think it limits another group's civil liberties if they can't put up a sign in their own language?
No, really not. I mean, it is not a question. It is something that is almost technical, but it's been blown up out of proportion. For years, this law was passed in 1974 for the first time, and then in 77 amended. And for years, you never heard a word about it, except that one government that was elected at one point promised that it would change it, and then it became a sort of a big fight. And But you know, even among the English community in Montreal, you'll find very diverse views about this law. A lot of people don't care about it, but some, and of course those who are very politically minded and who disagree on other things with the Quebec government, have sort of overblown it. But at some point, I mean, you just don't look at where was the root of this conflict. It is a real conflict right now. It is really tough, and it's not so much a question of civil liberties as of, you know, people fighting their own war over this law, and it's sort of out of hand today.
you're bilingual. You speak English fluently, as we're hearing now. What is the threat of having signs up in English as well as in French?
Oh, it's a question. It's mostly a question of symbolism. Of course, Montreal is probably the most bilingual city in North America, and I shouldn't say probably. It is. In fact, the whole province of Quebec is more bilingual on any day than any other province in Canada, which is, by the way, legally and officially bilingual. But in practice, if you travel outside of the Quebec province, you won't find many people who are that bilingual. So we are more bilingual in a way, and we have this law that says that we are officially unilingual.
Tell me why French means so much to you, why it's such an important political and symbolic issue for you.
Well, it is deep. I mean, what can you find? That's deeper than language for identity. Today, cultural identity is something that is influenced by, you know, mass culture throughout the world. I mean, if you're in Africa, if you're in Europe, whatever, I mean, you're watching American television and sort of absorbing Disneyland and all of this. So we're like all the others in Quebec. I mean, culture itself has lost its powerful link with your identity, but language is something very different. Language, that's, you know, there's nothing deeper. Maybe it's difficult for English-speaking people to understand that as much as we do, because English is the international language, while French is second, maybe internationally, but has lost its status in the world. And so, but that's something absolutely deep. I mean, English is my second language, of course, and I would like to speak two or three or four more languages, but French is my mother tongue, and that's true for 6 million of Quebecers. And also, but they've created this province, and then we've been here, you know, for very long, and we want this to go on in French. People are not about to give up after having succeeded all these adverse conditions over centuries. They're not about to give up that fight.
Would you like to see Quebec secede?
Oh, well, I'm personally, given what Canada is becoming today, yes. Yes, I'm looking at the present constitutional crisis and what's on the table and the future of Canada as it is now being designed as we talk. I mean, as you know, it's not finished. These discussions are not finished. But the kind of Canada that English Canada has decided that it wants will be even more constraining for Quebec. So I'm not a sovereigntist in the sense that I've never been a militant, never been a member of a political party, and I like to think of myself as basically a journalist first. But when I look at all of this, I don't think that Canada, as it is now being designed, will be a good thing for Quebec, and I think that it's going to be even more constraining for the province. So all in all, yes, I would go for secession. Nevertheless, you won't find many pure secessionists in Quebec. I mean, we all know what's happening in Europe. We're all looking for formulas that wouldn't be... it's not possible today to think of sovereignty, pure and tough sovereignty. I mean, with no links, this is not the basic Quebec view. But people want more power for their provincial government, and the fact is that the way it's going right now, it's not going to happen. So we'll have to make a decision.
What are your problems with what the Canadian government is planning, or the direction the Canadian government or the Canadian constitution is heading in?
Basically, what Quebec has been asking is a new division of powers between the federal and the provincial government that would give some more control to Quebec over its own affairs. And what Canada has been proposing right now is something totally different, almost nothing under new division of powers. And they're proposing a new federal institution that would be a Senate on close to the model of the American Senate, but for us in Quebec, it's a sort of a second House of Commons in Ottawa, so it's sort of reinforcing the federal power over us. And so in a way, it's a very contradictory with what Quebec has been asking for years. So that's the problem right now.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Lise Bissonnette is the editor and publisher of the French-Canadian newspaper Le Devoir. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.